Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is God Accepts the Jews and the Gentiles by Giving Them the Holy Spirit. God confirms that He has sealed us with by giving us the Holy Spirit. He shows, it's an evidence of showing how who God has given given salvation to. Why do we talk about this? Because the Jews never wanted to accept the Gentiles by God or being accepted by God, because the Jews had to follow a religious tradition, and all churches have traditions, right? And that's fine. But to be accepted by God, there's only one criteria, which is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There's nothing you can do to save yourself. In other words, if you gave every single poor people in the world money or food, that would not get you into heaven alone. But if you did it in through the Holy Spirit giving you that unction, that's something you should do, it's not counted towards your salvation, but God sees it and rewards you for what you do for Him in His name, right? So, friends, I'm so excited to have you read the Bible with me in a year, and we're in June now. We're almost halfway finished through the Bible, can you imagine? Or pretty close to it. And I want you to know the Word of God so good that you can talk with anyone, and God will give you the words, and you will, your understanding of who God is, and who is His Son, and how He works, and what His desires are, will grow as you continue reading the Word of God. Every day He gives us something new, like today, that word, propitiation. That's a hard word to say, and I really didn't understand what that means. But I can see now that God let Jesus pay the price for our sins. He substituted Jesus for us on the cross, and we didn't have to pay that price because Jesus already paid the price. And that is the good news. That's the news that we need to take to the people. They cannot pay the price, even if they wanted to. Why? Because we're sinners. All sinners, guess what they do? They sin, right? They sin. Everybody sins. Amen. So we're reading Acts 15 today. When Paul and Barnabas were at Antioch, some men from Judea arrived and began to teach the believers that unless they adhered to the ancient Jewish custom of circumcision, they could not be saved. But Paul and Barnabas argued with them and discussed this with them for a long time. And finally, the believers sent them to Jerusalem, accompanied by some local men, to talk to the apostles and the elders there about it. because the entire congregation had escorted them out of the city, and the delegates went on to Jerusalem, stopping along the way in the cities of Phoenicia and Samaria to visit the believers, telling them much to everyone's joy that the Gentiles too were being converted. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they met with the church leaders and the apostles and the elders who were present, and Paul and Barnabas reported on what God had been doing through their ministry. But then some of the men who had been Pharisees before their conversion stood to their feet and declared that all Gentile converts must be circumcised and required to follow the Jewish customs and ceremonies. So the apostles and the church elders set further meeting to decide this question. At the meeting, after the long discussion, Peter stood and addressed them as follows. Brothers, you all know that God chose me from among you long ago to preach the good news to the Gentiles so that they could also believe. God, who knows men's hearts, confirmed the fact that he accepts Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he gave the Holy Spirit to us. He made no distinction between them and us, for he cleansed their lives to faith, just as he did ours. Don't you believe that all are saved the same way, by the free gift of the Lord Jesus, his death on the cross? Don't we believe that we are saved by Jesus, not by anybody else, not by our works, not what we can do or we can offer? We cannot buy God. God only accepts those who come to Lord Jesus. And, you know, I'm very sorry about that. Other people want to go another way. But the Bible is very clear. It's through Jesus Christ that we got our salvation, and anyone, whoever they are, whatever religion, whatever faith, whatever tradition, whatever tribe they come from, it does not matter that part. All men can come to Jesus and get to go to the Father. The door is Jesus. There is no other door. I wish there were, but there isn't. Friends, we are accepted because of our faith in Jesus, who was the propitiation for our sins. What does that mean? It's because he took away God's anger for us by dying on the cross. Look up that word, propitiation. It's someone acting upon our faith and actually doing the things needed to get us out, away from our sins. 1 John 4:20 says, in this act we see what real love is. It is not our love for God, but it is his love for us when he sent Jesus, his son Jesus, to satisfy God's anger against our sins. What does that mean? God is angry about our sins, all of our sins. Everybody has sins. But we could not satisfy God. We couldn't even come before him. We had to do a lot of religious things in order to come present. And even then, we were not allowed to come into his presence. Only the priests would go. But now, we all can go into his presence through Jesus Christ. He has paid the price for us. If you need more explanation about that, text me. I would love to tell you more about it. But just know by faith that you cannot save yourself, no matter how good you are, how much money you have, what religion you are, whatever it is that's standing in your way. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. If you want to know this Jesus, can you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life. Yes, Lord, I want to be accepted by God. I want to be able to have communion with the Lord. And Father God, yes, you make that way. You are the only one who can forgive me for my sins and take it away. And you can stand in my place. And Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for giving me, Lord, eternal life, which I don't deserve, Father God. No one deserves eternal life. But you gave it to us freely through your death on the cross. And not only that, your death, but your resurrection as well. And Lord, so I accept that. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, in the same way you forgive me today, I forgive anyone who hurt me, anyone who abused me, anyone who did something wrong, or maybe I did something wrong to others. Lord, forgive me for my sins. And I thank you, Father God, that today I can have eternal life. I can live with you forever through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has power. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, and I give you all the glory. Thank you for saving. Write my name in heaven. Amen. Friends, if you prayed this prayer with me, would you let me know? I would love to know that you, Spirit, through Jesus Christ and his blood on the cross, there's no other way, no other salvation. I know that. And Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for these people, Father God, the people who are coming to you all over the world, Father God. Yes, Lord, because they know you, they love you, and they want to be in your kingdom. And Father God, I give you all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.